This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us. The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
True oldies are back. Hey, DC.
DC
forever.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
All right.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzz. How the heck are you anyway?
Don and Mike, I'm well, and I believe Ben Roethlisberger is too. He just signed a new deal with the Steelers this afternoon. An 8-year deal worth $102 million, $36 million of which is guaranteed.
Oh!
And Amy Winehouse has bumps on her skin.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sega bumps on your skin, you said no,
no, no,
no. No.
I got to jump in for a second.
All right.
About the NFL?
Yes.
It's a wicked dance that Randy Moss is doing right now with the Patriots, with free agency, that I guess he thinks I was a good guy. I did everything the Patriots wanted me to do.
Right.
And he wants a big payday.
Right.
And the last thing I heard, I got a call from my brother on the way and said that it was on the news in Milwaukee that Moss wants to go to Green Bay, but only if Brett Favre will come back. And Brett Favre has already halfway made his mind up that he's not going to come back. But if Randy Moss went to the Packers, Brett Favre might come back for another year.
Hmm. And that's you're all. Hoping that situation plays out.
Oh, I sure do.
Randy Moss
sure
and
do.
Brett Favre, one last chance, one last opportunity to go the distance, go to Super Bowl.
I don't think it's going to happen. The other thing he's doing is he wants to shop himself around with Dante Culpepper.
Really?
They played together in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Dante Culpepper doesn't have a job, so Randy Moss is throwing himself out on the market.
And they throw a hell of a boat party.
How much did Roethlisberger get guaranteed?
$36 million is guaranteed of the $102 million contract.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Key Rice. And, you know, Ben Roethlisberger does not seem like the sharpest knife in the drawer out of all of your top-flight quarterbacks.
Well, you run your motorcycle into an abutment too many times. It's going to affect the brain.
And so I explained the Amy Winehouse remark.
All right. No, no, no.
Yeah, these bumps on her skin, it's a bacterial infection that is highly contagious called impetigo.
I had it.
You had impetigo?
I had it when I was 5 years old.
So there is a cure.
I have a spot on my back about the size of a quarter that will never tan. I'd show it to you, but it ain't that big a deal. Okay. But it's a tiny little... I mean, it messes your skin up.
It would be a shame if this kept Amy Winehouse out of the sun.
I actually have had people say to me, how come that doesn't tan?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's impetigo.
But you're well, you're healthy, and you're fine.
They call it impetigo or impetigo?
Impetigo.
Let's call the whole thing.
Rob writes, Ben Roethlisberger can now afford to buy a motorcycle made of crust.
Crust.
Like pizza crust?
That's my favorite part of the pizza.
Crust.
I like the cheese and the
crust.
I sure do like that crust.
Hillary Clinton got another boost from Saturday Night Live.
That bitch!
Saturday Night Live this week, and tonight she'll be on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. It's her final push for what some have called Hillary's last
vagina
stand.
Her push.
No, her last stand. Her last chance to score enough delegates to stay in the running. Elsewhere on TV, she and Barack Obama have dueling commercials now about who's more qualified to answer that urgent presidential phone call at 3 in the morning.
I saw that Saturday Night Live.
Yeah?
All I can say is that made the Jackie Moon movie look hilarious.
Yeah.
That Saturday Night Live skit made the Will Ferrell movie look like something about Mary Animal House.
I'm glad. I watched the, after the writer's strike, the first one back, and I told you how much it sucked.
Bleh.
I mean, really. It seems to me if Saturday Night Live was more about being funny and less about getting the big stars,
I agree.
Political and otherwise, and that's what they care about. And you know what they also care about? Treating them nice and sweet and not edgy when they're there.
Very established.
And, you know,
now.
They don't even want to have fun with them. It's horrible. It really is. It's so boring.
Obama, meanwhile, is fending off the perception planted by the Fox News Channel and others that he's a Muslim who also happens to be unpatriotic. Quote, no, I don't think so, Rob.
That's just his middle name, Robbie.
Quoting Obama, I am a devout Christian. I have been a member of the same church for 20 years. I pray to Jesus every night.
Yeah, it's very important, I think, for everybody to realize that this is the same things that that they've done to candidates forever.
Oh,
when
sure.
I say they,
nothing new.
Who knows they, where they originate? But the
they,
fact is,
Mike, them.
You say something about somebody enough and loud enough, mm-hmm. and you do it regularly enough, all of a sudden it becomes part of a very significant psyche in this country,
it
and
sticks.
It's sad, but it works that way.
Yep. Always politics. Mm-hmm. This is how the Democratic candidates are preparing for tomorrow's primaries in Ohio and Texas. In both states, the candidates are neck and neck.
Rob sent me a picture. I don't know where you find this. It was just over the weekend. He sent me two crazy emails.
Right.
One was one about how Hitler liked musicals.
Sure.
And the other one says, Barack Obama, I believe I can fly. And I open it up, it's just a picture of him playing basketball.
That's it. That's it. Just Barack Obama playing basketball.
That's all.
There it is.
And the headers, I believe I can fly.
I forgot
and
I said that.
Yeah.
It's a good email.
And then the Hitler one was something like, hey, I just saw something on TV that Hitler loved musicals. Freaking Queen. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday. The world of Rob.
Freaking Queen.
Perspective. While Texas is expected to be close for these candidates, Ohio will be tough for both of them, even though Hillary has a slight lead there. Obama could be looking at breaking his winning streak in Ohio tomorrow. But either candidate would have to win by a wide margin to get Ohio's delegates under that state's very complicated system. The difference for Hillary is she has to win both Texas and Ohio tomorrow to stay in the race, according to some observers, especially since the pressure for her to bow out now is growing.
Here's an election question for you.
All right.
On American Idol, tomorrow night when they take it down to 12,
right.
They really only take 10 on tour, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, they take 10 on tour.
So it's kind of a jip when they say you made the top 12.
Two people in the final 12 always get screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one guy we had on the show that one time.
Who was the guy?
The
who was the guy? Who was the guy?
Country.
I got it. I got it.
No.
Matt Rogers.
That's right.
Matt Rogers, he was a country singer.
He was like the 11th guy.
Right.
And thought he was going on the tour.
Got screwed.
And you know who?
They're alternates in case somebody gets sick.
You know who else is going to be on Idol on Tuesday night?
Who?
Blake Lewis.
Yeah, Blake Lewis will be singing. I know you're excited about that, queen.
Hope he brings Dallas.
The beatbox boy. Oh,
Dallas Lewis.
His dad.
That was the best part of American Idol last year, Dallas Lewis. And that other kid's mother.
Oh, Elliot Yamin's mom. Oh,
Elliot Yamin's mother.
The afflicted Mrs. Yamin.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're guru.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You know. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rob, only one thing I cannot figure out on this thing. What is the tape that says German map study results?
This is the only thing that made me smile on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Oh, all right, here it is.
Ah, yes.
Researchers in Germany have shown that if workers nap just 6 minutes during the day, their productivity increases. So get ready for the napping!
You have 6 minutes remaining!
Stop the napping now!
5 minutes, 59 seconds!
No, Peking, you must
Five
go the
minutes,
napping! Get the
seconds.
Napping going!
Fire to napping!
Enjoy your
Fire to napping! Enjoy your nap!
Napping.
With beer.
Was it the Saturday Night Live curve?
Yes, it was.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
All right. Well, I'm glad we didn't play that on the air. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
We're about ready to come back from spot.
All right. Give me one run.
A new study says women are better liars than men. They have to survive and get ahead.
That's right.
According to the female-authored book,
That Bitch!
Little White Lies, Deep Dark Secrets, The Truth About Why Women Lie. The author found that 3 out of 4 women lie about the money they spend. They sneak stuff into the house and hide the price tags.
Yes.
The book says half of all women who are mothers lie about how they feel about that responsibility. The book says they claim to be happy and full of love for the kids, but actually resent those needy children. And the women who don't pick up after a man and his offspring, they resent her, too. The book also says that 3 out of 5 women have cheated on their husbands and don't even confess to it after the divorce settlement.
Too many of them lie and too few of them lay, if you know what I mean.
Ah.
I really have to disagree.
The study says they also lie about their kids' grades and their husband's income. Another new book by a
disagree.
another new book by a Japanese scientist about sex argues that although men achieve more easily and more often, women achieve it more intensely and for longer periods of time.
Oh, I would have to say Not true. Banzai. All bets to end now.
Banzai.
Dr. Kunio Kitamura, who runs the Japanese Family Planning Association.
Banzai.
Okay. Runs family planning over there. Hooked up men and women to each other and to machines to measure their brain waves. Specifically, Dr. Kitamura measured theta waves, the ones that really increase when we experience pleasure.
That's like that movie Night Trips, Buzz.
Very much like that, without the pictures. He found, this Japanese doctor found, that the female experience is 10 times more intense. He says, so intense, a man can't even imagine it.
Listen, he's full of crap. God's gift was man. That's all I want to say. As far as sex goes,
God's gift was man.
God gave man the gift.
Uh-huh.
It's like a faucet for a man.
Uh-huh.
Turn it on. Oh, there comes some love. Turn it off. No more love comes out.
Well,
turn it on. Some love comes out. Mm-hmm. Turn it off. Some love comes off.
How many? But you have to acknowledge women can have that same experience.
Not like we can.
Well, not the same
way. Not as easily. And
they're crockpots, and we're a microwave oven.
Exactly. His study confirmed the obvious that men are about immediacy while women are about duration.
Thank you, Dr. Drew.
You know what you're telling me there is like, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Who would I rather have, the greatest singles hitter of all time,
mm-hmm.
or the guy who occasionally could come up and knock one out of the park?
I'd rather hit the singles for average. You'd have a better career in Major League Baseball.
You're goddamn right. Say hi to George Brett.
Thank you.
He would be the role model for men having sex.
Mm-hmm. These are pretty big home runs. Dr. Kitamura theorizes that in a man, a woman's experience would be such a shock to a man's brain, it might be enough to stop his heart and kill him.
Yeah. And if a woman ever had to put on a pair of pants and zipper up her balls every day and go to work and make a living like a real man, well, then maybe I'd have a little bit of understanding, Buzz.
I understand.
We have inherently more pressure.
Mm-hmm.
We are the breadwinners. We go out. Traditionally, we kill the animals. We bring them home.
Right.
We're the gatherers. We're the hunters.
Except in lions. In lions, the female is the one that goes out and hunts.
Well, I'm just talking about in humans.
Oh, humans. Okay.
It's the human right. experience. Man is the top of the sexual chain.
That's what I was thinking when we took that turkey out of the refrigerator.
You can get a guy off like that. I don't doubt what you're saying, Buzz, that maybe they can have bigger, fuller ones.
Uh-huh.
But there's no way a chick could do it every day like a guy can.
He's saying it's mm-hmm. no, and he's not saying that, but he's saying it's so intense with a woman that if a guy experienced that same thing, it'd outright
Please.
Kill him.
I'd love to see that happen.
Yeah.
In a movie.
Might be worth it.
Yes.
Probably be illegal.
Yeah, probably.
Right. Snuff film.
Yeah, really.
Federal health officials are sounding an alarm about a trend they're seeing nationwide. It's called the choking game. Sometimes the blackout game or the pass-out game. Mostly it's the choking game among teenagers.
Oh, you're
teenagers.
Into this thing. You're all about this.
Similar but different, Don. Young teenagers choking each other to get high. That's what this is all about.
Oh, you only do it with sex.
The lack of oxygen makes them pass out or come very close to it. They do experience a euphoria when blood rushes back into the head. So it is like autoerotic asphyxiation, but without the sex.
And just when we thought kids couldn't get dumber.
And it's having about the same success rate, by the way. The Centers for Disease Control says the practice is spreading. A couple of teenagers in Texas were arrested for assault recently when they were caught choking a friend of theirs.
You know, and I don't want any ladies listening to get the wrong idea. It's just you don't understand. And if your man is not honest with you, too bad. You got to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Men, if we get the feeling and no one's in the house, here's what it is. Pants off. Herky jerky time, and everybody's happy.
Right.
And if you think your man doesn't do that, like if you leave and he looks outside and goes, "Wow, it's a beautiful day. Whew, I got a boner. I got to do something about this right now." Women don't act like that,
right?
If I it's been my experience, woman gets that feeling. What she does, she goes, "Where can I fit this into my day? I've got a million things to do." A man says, "I'm going to sit down right now."
In the car.
Now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the toilet, in the car, uh-huh. in the bathroom.
On an airplane.
If you're alone.
Who knows? The car next to you on the beltway right now.
At the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
Food store.
Traffic court.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
The opera.
Not exactly.
Church.
There you go, Shock.
Winner.
Temple.
Winner.
Temple.
Hey,
for those of you Saturday visitors.
Hey, that's a
hey, Jews get bonus.
Sure.
Don and Mike Show.
We.
Incredible.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I think he misremembers.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, Buzzito.
Finally, 3 years ago, a tattoo and piercing artist, a guy in Canada, got a busty cowgirl tattooed on his left calf. But it wasn't enough for this guy, who went on to give himself silicone implants for his tattoo lady. Not breast implants, of course. Lane Jensen isn't crazy. He did know enough to use a couple of chin implants to give his cowgirl tattoo some 3D bosoms.
How gross is that?
Now, where does he have the tat, dude?
On his calf.
No, on his calf. Okay.
Now, sadly and unfortunately, fluid built up around the implants and the bumps burst open. Being a tattoo and piercing artist, Lane figured he could just sew himself back up.
Oh, God.
Sure.
By then, it was all infected and burst open again.
Okay.
Doctors now have him on antibiotics with strict instructions.
We're back to the vomitorium again.
Yes, we are. Doctors have him on pills, and they're telling him, stop messing with it. Otherwise, it'll never heal.
Ugh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That just highlights the theme of today's show.
The guy's got a tat on his leg. It looks like boobs.
Mm-hmm. And then he puts boob implants in there, but they're chin implants. And then they burst. And then I throw up and smell turkey.
Who would like a chin implant?
Hey, DC. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir, 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 sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
True Nazis are back.
All I know is he's not like you or me, and that is what counts.
I believe he can fly.
This is the Don and Mike Show.